You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. There are currently three separate projects taking place along Highway 13 to improve the safety and smoothness of the road. Crews will be replacing the pavement on 13 from the Flambeau River to 5th Street North in Park Falls, County F to Walnut Street between Park Falls and Phillips, and County D to County F in Phillips. Other improvements include guardrail, curb ramps, curb and gutter, and sidewalk replacements. All three projects are scheduled to conclude in early September, and more information on North Central Region projects can be found at projects.511wi.gov. Friday, September 12th, it's the Flambeau River YMCA's Bike Bus event. The Bike Bus is a fun alternative way to get to school by riding your bike. Students wait at the closest point along the route and join the Bike Bus as it rides by. The group does not make stops at any houses. Students bike all the way to school and then go to class just like normal. The Bike Bus is led by the YMCA program director, along with safety volunteers and with the help of the police department. Studies show that students who engage in active commuting to school have positive cognitive outcomes. Furthermore, the Bike Bus promotes independence and community. This is for all students in elementary school or older, and the YMCA does ask that students in the first grade or younger ride with a parent or guardian. Parents of any participants are welcome to join. This will be beginning at the YMCA parking lot, and they will be leaving the Y parking lot at 7.05 a.m. and plan to arrive at school at 7.40 a.m. It is important to note that helmets must be worn by all participants, and there will not be an after-school route provided. Families must make their own arrangements. You can contact Hannah Kohler, the program director, at 715-620-2158 with any questions. Once again, this is taking place Friday, September 12th at the YMCA at 7 a.m. An added alert for missing children has helped save more missing kids over the past year. Melissa Kay has the story.
The Wisconsin Department of Justice is raising awareness on Wisconsin's missing child alerts. For a little over a year now, they have expanded options to alert the public to missing children. This is different from an Amber Alert, which requires that the missing child be in danger of serious bodily harm or death. Since the first missing child alert was sent in August of 2024, a total of 17 alerts were issued for 14 children. During the same time frame, 4 Amber Alerts were issued for 5 children.
It has been announced that Woodruff police have arrested Scott Moxham, 36, in connection to a stabbing without incident on Friday morning. Woodruff police were actually looking for Moxham, who is the alleged perpetrator of a stabbing that took place at around 11:15 p.m. Thursday night in Woodruff. On Friday, Woodruff police posted an alert that police were looking for Moxham and that he should be considered armed and dangerous. The Minocqua Police Department, Vilas County Sheriff's Office, Lac du Flambeau Police Department, Oneida County Sheriff's Office, and the Rhinelander Police Department all assisted in the investigation and apprehension. Friday, August 29th, over on Grant Street in Glidden, it's the Glidden Street Dance. This is a fundraiser for the Glidden Ambulance and Fire Department, and will feature raffle, food, and beverages beginning at 4 p.m. alongside easy listening music until 7 p.m., with the dance following from 8 p.m. to midnight. Live music includes David Karras and Third Level Out of Eau Claire. Once again, this is taking place Friday, August 29th, over on Grant Street in Glidden, with food and beverages beginning at 4 p.m., easy listening music from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., and the dance itself happening from 8 p.m. to midnight. With the introduction of fentanyl, overdose deaths have gone up, but one Northeast Wisconsin county recently saw a nearly 50% reduction in overdose fatalities in 1 year. Lisa Hale has the story.
The Winnebago County Overdose Fatality Review Team has reported a significant 49% decrease in overdose deaths in 2024 compared to 2023, when the county saw a record number of overdose deaths. Now, despite the progress, there is more to be done, said Maddie Brager, a community health strategist with Winnebago County Public Health.
We still had 24 lives lost last year, and until those numbers are at zero, we're not going to stop.
Jennifer Skolaski, who is the project manager of the OFR team, said making overdose-reversing medications readily available has helped. So has trying to mitigate the isolation those with substance abuse disorder face.
It's connection to community and having people checking in on one another and making sure that we're not isolated, because we know that the people who have died in the past and the people who are struggling are completely alone and isolated. You know, someone who's struggling with substance use disorder has a disease. And when we can show compassion towards one another and empathy, mm-hmm. that's how we start breaking stigma and solving the problem.
Skolaski said overdose fatality review teams from throughout the country are reaching out to Winnebago to mirror its success. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
A doubleheader at Wrigley Field. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers and Cubs scheduled to play two games again today. That's because they got rained out last night in Chicago. The Brewers winning game one yesterday, 7-0, thanks to home runs by Bryce Terang and Caleb Durbin. Have the Brewers made a statement? Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
Yeah, I think the message sent really is that, look, there's a big gap. They're ahead of us by a lot. It's a talented team on and off the field. It's a talented team, but there's a big gap, and we got room to make up. There's no question about it. That, frankly, that makes it daunting. They've been good, man.
The Brewers now lead the Cubs by 9 games. NFL, despite heavy rains in Green Bay, the Packers held practice, and even though he had thumb surgery a week ago today, Jordan Love was at practice, at least for the first half.
He's doing his job, man. He's doing exactly what he is supposed to do, and being there for the team when he can, taking his mental reps if he's not on the field, and while he is on the field, doing what he's been doing.
That's Packers receiver Romeo Doubs with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Thriller fans will be happy to know that Glenn Close will play a deranged killer in the new show, Maude. According to Variety, the 8-time Oscar nominee, who famously played a killer in Fatal Attraction, will take on the title character, who is based on Maude Oldcastle, an elderly woman who's a bit nuts. The show is based on material from Swedish authors Nina and Moses Rain. The show will premiere on the UK's Channel 4. Filming is expected to start this year. Believe it or not, despite her 8 Oscar nominations, Glenn Close has never won. If you are looking for a new show that will keep you on the edge of your seat, here's one of Pete's picks. The show Alien Earth is really good. The show follows a spaceship that crashes into Earth, bringing aliens with it. There are too many storylines at play to talk about here, but I definitely recommend checking out the trailer or reading about it before you watch it. The first 2 episodes are available on Hulu. The sequel to the surprise hit Nobody, starring Bob Odenkirk, made a decent showing at the box office last weekend, but could not overtake the previous week's top 2 contenders. Box office smash Weapons, Zach Cregger's creepy follow-up to Barbarian, held on to the number 1 spot with ease and showed only a 44% drop from the opening weekend. Weapons pulled in $24.5 million in week 2 for a domestic total so far of $88 million. The film had a per-screen average of over $7,000. Freakier Friday, starring Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis, finished in second place for the second week in a row, also showing less than a 50% dip at the gate. Nobody 2, the only new newcomer to crack the top 5, received positive reviews and a fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes, but had a mediocre showing when it comes to numbers, but will probably be a big hit on streaming platforms. Rounding out the final 2 spots for the top 5 were Fantastic Four, First Steps, and The Bad Guys 2. Sydney Sweeney might have good genes, but they aren't enough to overcome a bad box office showing of her latest film, Americana, which tanked, pulling in only $500,000 on over 1,100 screens for an average of $455 per theater. The film reviewed fairly well, but was not enough to get people to the theaters to see what's being called a modern-day Western. I'm pretty sure her soap made more money last week. Maybe she can use some of it to wash away the stink of the performance of this film. Something tells me she'll be okay. In cheerleading news, yeah, I break all the big stories, the Dallas Cowboy squad is coming back. Netflix has announced there will be a season 3 of America's Sweethearts, the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders. Netflix.com reports that season 2 was a top 10 hit on the streamer for English-speaking countries, because people who speak different languages would never understand what's going on given the complex narrative. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a sprinkle or two possible at some point this afternoon. Our high in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop down to the mid to upper 50s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98QCountry.com or trailmix.fm.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.